on 3AW 693. This is The Weekend Break with Peter Grubby Stubbs.
What's he playing Sleepwalk, Santo and Johnny for? Well, sitting before the news, I want to talk to a sleep expert. Because, I have a lot of trouble in bed. I'm not sure whether you do, but I certainly do from time to time. I have strange habits. And Amanda Slinger is a sleep and rest expert and is on the line to talk to me about it. Same. You can find... look, Amanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to me.
Yeah, good morning, because you're in Perth, aren't you?
Well, I'm in Margaret River this morning.
Oh, lucky you. Margaret River is one of my favourite places in the world. Are you holidaying there or do you live there?
A bit of both. Live here part-time.
Oh, how about you? Good for you, Amanda. Yes. What's the weather like?
It's beautiful. Yeah, probably about 32, a bit windy.
Yeah, Margaret River, not bad. Few sharks, but look, they can be anywhere, let's face it. Amanda, how do you become a sleep and rest expert for a start?
Good question. Yeah, well, my career started as a registered nurse, working remotely and working in mining towns, and then I worked in health and safety after seeing all the nasty accidents and the fatality that shook me to the core, and I decided I wanted to be preventing rather than mopping things up in an emergency room. And then I started to see the link between fatigue and accidents in the workplace. And that was 20 years ago. So, yeah, I've just really dedicated my life to helping people to fall back in love with sleep and know how to get a great night's sleep and also how to rest because, you know, resting during the day is really important for us all and it helps us to get a good night's sleep.
Good for you, Amanda. I really admire the reasons you're doing this. Now, Hollywood actor Dakota Johnson recently claimed she sleeps 14 hours a day. That seemed to be a little bit much. Is there a perfect amount of sleep for everybody? We all say the 7 or 8 hours. What's your opinion?
Well, it's 7 to 9 hours globally, whatever association you're talking to, 7 to 9 hours for adults. But, you know, I speak to so many people who think that that's their range. So I can sleep 7 hours one night, maybe 9 hours the next night, but that's not the case. We each have, as you alluded to, a sweet spot in terms of our sleep. For me, it used to be 8 hours, now it's about 7.45 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things that we need to understand is, what is our personal sweet spot with sleep.
You hear of people, sometimes high-achieving people or people who are pretty keen on themselves, I only sleep 4 hours a night, that's all I need. How are they functioning on that, Amanda? Are they okay or are they just not that great and they don't know it?
I think you're onto it, they're not that great. They just don't know it. You know, our brain tricks us quite quickly into getting used to not sleeping. Just ask any new parent. You quickly get used to the new normal of not sleeping so well. But, you know, you think about Elon Musk who, you know, promotes himself as sleeping very few hours a night. But my response to that is imagine what he would have achieved and how much faster he would have achieved it had he have got 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. So
well, there's a former broadcaster in Sydney who's very famous and he's been in the news a bit lately. He said that he only slept 4 hours a night. He did breakfast radio. So I just couldn't get by on that. What if, as I said, I often worry about what I'm like in bed. I wake up at 3 a.m. sometimes. Call of nature. I get into bed, say 10:30, do all the normal stuff. I've got no screens in the room. I do a bit of reading. My room's nice and cool. I do get a bit hot in bed, but I get up in the middle of the night or 3 o'clock, and then I get back to bed, and then my mind's terribly active again. Does it matter that much that I'm just lying there, just thinking about stuff, and I'm still lying and relaxing? Does that count?
It doesn't count as sleep. And, you know, you mentioned getting up for a bathroom break, and this is something that I really promote with people I speak with. It's normal to be waking up once or twice during the night to have a bathroom break.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that we get back to sleep really quickly, and laying there and letting your mind wander and sort of going off into these various, you know, thought bubbles. If it's disrupting your sleep, if you can't fall back to sleep within 20 minutes, you need to really do something about it, because it is impacting that total duration of sleep time. And you're not unusual. So many people have this problem. We're all always so exhausted at the end of the day that we really fall asleep, you know, put our head in that pillow. Of course, some people do have challenges falling asleep at the start of the night. But I think one of the biggest challenges with people today is we're so busy that we don't have time for those thoughts that we push off to the side during the day. And the first time that we have, where our mind has to really binge on them, is when we're lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to fall back to sleep. So having time during daylight hours where we really just let those thoughts come and bubble, whether it's going for a walk or gardening or whatever it is that floats your boat, just having time during daylight hours is really helpful.
Yeah, so obviously regular exercise, those sort of things. Is having a cool room a good thing? Because I'm hot in bed, but I actually am hot in bed, and my wife isn't. Well, she is, but if you know what I mean. But she's cooler than I. I'm painted myself into a corner now. But we have different temperatures in the cot, if you get my drift. And she needs blankets and, you know, doonas, and I don't need a whole lot at all. What do we do there? I can't sleep on top all the time.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things about, you know, they call it sleep hygiene, but I call it sleep health. It's just sort of setting your bedroom up for the best night's sleep. And it's really surprising how cool your bedroom should be to stay asleep during the night. And your body core temperature dropping is one of the signals. It's probably the first signal for your body to actually know, hey, it's time to sleep. But certainly dropping the temperature in your room such it's a comfortable temperature for you, and then your wife might need to just layer up a little bit, maybe put on a nightie or pyjamas or a thicker, you know. But, yeah, the amount of menopausal women I speak to who have trouble during the night with their sleep because they have these hot sweats is enormous. And for men too, you know, there are men that are hot in bed.
yes. Well, I'm one of those, and it's been mentioned often, Amanda. Thank you for your indulgence. One does one's best. What's the idea? I mean, what about alcohol before? But people say, I'll have a couple of whiskies and I'll fall asleep in no time. That's not the best, is it?
It's not. Unfortunately, you know, it feels like we're falling asleep, but it's not. It's you know, we're anaesthetising ourselves, and, you know, alcohol, even unfortunately, one glass of alcohol will disrupt our sleep. And what it does is it fragments our REM sleep, which is that sort of second half of the sleep period where we get a lot of that REM sleep. We wake up more frequently than just one or two bathroom breaks, so we're not getting the good sleep continuity that we need. So it's really, really poor for sleep. I love a glass of wine. And, you know, one of the things I'm telling people this Christmas is if you can go easy on Christmas Eve, because, if you've got a challenging Christmas day with family and all the emotions around Christmas, it's really good to limit what you have on Christmas Eve so that you do have, you're having a good night's sleep and you're going to be more emotionally, because sleep is linked with emotional stability and mental health. So, yeah, unfortunately, maybe having a champagne in the morning might help, because whilst I'm not promoting alcohol, but, yeah, by the time you go to sleep in the evening, that glass of champagne in the morning has left your body. So there's an option.
There's an idea for you. There's an idea for you, Amanda. It's fantastic. Jeez, good on you in Margaret River. I reckon you're having a glass of champagne this morning in Margaret River. Beautiful. Look, you've helped a lot. And, look, there are certain rules. Just we abide by temperature in the room, don't have the screen, don't get on the terps, and just take your time about getting to bed too. Don't just race upstairs and jump straight into bed. I suppose, you know, have a routine. Is that important?
Well, certainly if you're challenged falling asleep, having a wind down routine is important. I don't. I pretty much just lights out and I'm asleep because I'm very, very active.
Yeah.
But it's such a personal thing. I think, you know, the priorities that I really encourage people to do is, as we've talked about, know what your sweet spot is with your number of hours that you need to really be on your A game every day. Know how much that is. And the other one is, you know, keep to a regular sleep routine. Wake up at the same time each day, give or take half an hour, because that really stuffs our sleep. It's like giving ourselves jet lag every second day. So they're the really important things. And lots of sunlight. We're so, you know, particularly during the work week, if you do work indoors, we often don't see a lot of sunlight. And a lot of Australians just automatically reach for the sunglasses when they leave the house. So we're not getting that natural sunlight into our eyes, which is really important for setting our body clock, which is what really times our sleep in the evening.
Great advice. Great advice. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda Slinger, sleep and rest expert for the last 20 years, and a really good thing with a background in medical, of course, took this on because people do have so many accidents through fatigue and lack of sleep. So good on you. You're an expert. Enjoy Margaret River. I know where you are, and I'm green with envy. That's all I'm saying there. I'm glad it's a nice day in Melbourne today too. So thanks so much for talking to us today, Amanda.
Welcome. Thanks, Peter.
Enjoy. So how much sleep do you get? I'll do a poll. All right. I've got a few questions for a poll, some interesting ones. I do love a poll. And I've got a lovely prize for you. I've got tickets to see James Taylor and his all-star band playing Melbourne's Margaret Court Arena, April 16th, a night full of his greatest hits. Tickets on sale this Friday from livenation.com.au. I've got them to give you just for ringing 133-693 and participating in a bit of a poll with me. I've also got a Pataki ham still to give away. No, I've got a couple. So give us a ring now. We're doing a poll. Comes up next, 133-693.